start doing for our country, we will start doing for the Nigerian forces.
There have been too many military air crashes, and I'm wondering, what does this mean for the fight against Boko Haram?
I disagree with you when you say there have been too many military crashes. I disagree in entirety. Because what is too many to you? In the United States of America, for instance, I can give you statistics. In the last 7 years, there have had over 200 military plane crashes. Can you compare that to what is happening here? Average in the last 5 years, they have had an average of about 35 military plane crashes yearly, average a year. So what is this? This is nothing as far as we're concerned. In any case, it's only an active air force that experiences plane crashes. You don't expect to hear military plane crashes in African countries, for instance, that don't even have an air force or don't have an active air force. So I don't think it's too much. It's just an unfortunate situation that we've had these mishaps of late, and that's just it. There's nothing too much about it.
So, as I was saying, what does this mean in terms of the fight against Boko Haram?
We have lost the chief of the army staff, but the Nigerian army continues. The Nigerian armed forces continue to forge ahead. That would not deter any member of the armed forces in fulfilling our constitutional mandate. So, it's a sad situation, but why not? We will continue to do and put in our best in defense of our country and securing our people so they can go about living their lives and going about their normal activities. Nothing has changed.